On January 1st, the vast majority of ships hauling cargo around the world were forced to switch to a cleaner fuel. They had plenty of warning, and yet the disruption has still been quite significant. There are winners and losers already emerging, and Jack Whittles joins me from London with more. Jack, it's nice to speak to you.
Hi, thanks. Good to be here.
This has only been in place for just a little over 2 weeks. What kind of impact is it having so far on costs?
So this has had a big, big impact on the cost of shipping fuel already. Just to give you a bit of a flavour of that, so in Singapore, which is the world's main like refueling hub, the cost of the new sort of IMO 2020 compliant fuels are about 75% more than what the old stuff currently costs. Now, the old stuff has got a bit, you know, there's less demand for it, but that's still a big increase in the cost of shipping fuel.
One of the things that surprised me about this story, and I know you've been covering it pretty extensively, is the fact that the UN actually announced the changes more than 3 years ago. So why is this having such a big impact? I would have thought that the industry would have had some time to adjust.
I think that the scale is the main answer to that question. So just to give you a number here, like, roughly, like in 2019, roughly 3.8 million barrels of this old shipping fuel was burnt every day all over the world. And on one day, on January the 1st, you suddenly have to flip this entire global supply chain infrastructure. And this is like big physical stuff we're talking about. This isn't just changing a few numbers in a spreadsheet. So it's a massive logistical challenge. So I think, you know, for my money, the oil and shipping industry has actually done quite well in getting it all done pretty much in time.
Obviously, this is being done, you know, for a variety of health and environmental benefits. Usually when you have some sort of a big disruption like this, there are financial beneficiaries as well. Do you have a sense of who the winners are likely to be?
Definitely big benefits for people. But in terms of the financial side, so some of the shippers have installed these special units called scrubbers, which means that they can keep using the old, cheap, high-sulfur fuel that they were burning last year. And they can save a lot of money by doing that because it's so cheap now. And some of the other big financial winners are any of the refiners, again, who can consume that old shipping fuel and get rid of it because it's so cheap and they can make money by doing that.
The United Nations could not have predicted kind of how 2020 was going to start in terms of this heightened tension that we've been seeing between the U.S. and Iran. The situation is still delicate. How much potential, though, does it have to sort of amplify the impact of the new IMO 2020 rules on fuel costs?
I mean, if the conflict in the Middle East did ratchet up and we did see some sort of limits on the amount of oil that would come out of the Strait of Hormuz, that's that key strait in the Middle East where a lot of the world's crude oil comes out of, then we could see, you know, a big spike in crude oil prices, and that would obviously feed into the cost of marine fuel. So whilst ship fuel costs have already gone up, they could go even higher if something were to happen along those lines.
And is it safe to say that will get passed on to the consumer at this point, or do we know what kind of a global economic impact it could have?
So when the price of marine fuel goes up, the cost of world trade certainly should go up. At the moment, I did have a quick look on at least one graph today, and it seems like shippers are bearing most of the cost so far, but it certainly should push up the cost of goods globally, although not to an extent that consumers are likely to notice a huge amount.
Jack, thank you very much. That's what we're watching this week in Commodities in Toronto. I'm Danielle Bokov.